from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kyle's growth is bothering me.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
All righty. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands, and that's in Lathrop.
Yeah.
They're making hay out there in Lathrop.
Hey, speaking of guests,
they're also making houses.
A lot of
swimming pools and schools.
Did you guys have a guest yesterday? Did I miss anybody? Because normally when I'm out, Stephen A. or Popeye, Bob Myers.
Trying to think.
Well, if you got to think.
Usually we are flooded with guest calls when you're not here. I'm trying to think. I can't remember.
Lakeup checked in. That made my day.
Well, it was a 7-word text. You're overthinking it.
Hey, he had the station on.
Couple texts right here. We're talking about.
And I got one to read to from Carter later.
Okay. Yeah. Tua. Tagovailoa just signed a contract extension, 4 years, $212 million, $53 million annually, $167 million guaranteed. And of course, that's a big number, and the 49ers may have to make a decision on Brock Purdy at the end of the year about how much they're going to have to pay their quarterback. Couple things before we go on. A couple real good texts on the Xfinity Mobile text line. 925, our last caller was named Lamont, and the 925 says Lamont is wrong.
Oh.
It's hard to find a starting quarterback.
Hello.
Well, let me ask
a
you this.
A good one.
Let me ask you this. You think it's been easy or hard for Kyle Shanahan to find a quarterback?
Oh, my gosh, hard. Jimmy was dropped in their lap because of relationships. But I was asking you about Beathard, Mullins. Those are strikeouts. Those are Ks.
Yeah, I think it's been kind of easy in a way.
Please explain. My Roxy Bernstein.
Because I get it. They haven't won the whole ball of wax. But for the last 5 years, they have been an elite team, and they've had a couple quarterbacks over that stretch. Purdy, and then Garoppolo, then Purdy.
Yeah, but they thought they had their quarterback their franchise quarterback in Jimmy. And
okay.
In essence, he
right.
was here long enough for it to kind of lightweight qualify, but
right.
he got hurt, and then
okay.
his play dipped,
okay.
or combo, whatever.
Right.
But they paid him, and they married him. They thought that he was our guy.
I disagree with
that. And who called in? Rob from San Bruno. They paid him on 7 tugs and 5 picks. But they saw something. But
I disagree.
Paid him, Steiny.
I disagree. They yeah. left themselves an out every year, virtually.
But so, isn't that how you should always do it? If
you think they're going to be able to do it with Purdy?
I don't know. Now, you got me thinking, man, he might not get all the chicken about.
I don't, like, here's the other thing about what you pay Purdy. Doesn't matter right
the
now.
Going rate.
It's like Susan
for.
The other day
yeah.
said, Oh, boy, the stock market took a hit today. Boy, I was looking at the 401k. We got hit yesterday. Okay, well, we're not retiring.
Right.
Okay, so what? Talk to me in 2 years when we have to sell our house and, right. You know, and make that decision. Yeah, right now, you don't have to do it.
But you got
to
put some money away for that day that's coming in regard to Brock.
Yeah. You might.
If you decide. I just don't know what the kids got to do not to get it. Because I'm not telling you he's better than everybody else. What I'm telling you is he is the only starting quarterback for the Niners.
Right.
He's had a stellar performance. It's not about is he good as his peers. It's about, to me, it should be about he's proven he can run our system to the highest of highs. And I'm assuming this year is going to be a plus. Yeah. I'm like, I don't see why if he asks for 60 or 65, even though the implications of the cap, that ain't Brock's fault. If I ask for my chicken, one, I earned it. And then two, what do you got besides me?
I mean, the absolute way that I would look at it if I were the 49ers is, I don't know what I'm paying Brock Purdy. It all depends on what happens this year. Now, I'm not saying what happens this year wipes out the last 2 years, but to me, if Brock Purdy has a great year and the 49ers have a great year without having to put any label on it, mm-hmm. Purdy's great, the Niners are great, yeah, he'll get paid $60 million. But if Brock Purdy is, he was okay. He was okay. It's pretty good. It's
okay. We got something to talk about.
Then maybe he's a $40 million quarterback.
By the end of the year.
Yeah,
I was going if he had a stellar performance.
Sure.
Because you're right. And I wonder if that pressure will get to him.
Well, that's why I'm not saying, like, the other text I'm reading from the Xfinity Mobile text line is from the 408. It's not Madden. You can't just say, I'm not going to pay. The nut graph here is, you have no choice but to pay Purdy what he wants. Well, that's ridiculous. That's preposterous.
I guess they mean with a good year. Good year, Stein.
Right, but
that's how I feel.
I get
almost.
It. He's a quarterback. But that principle clearly doesn't apply to Brandon Ayuk. So what if Purdy, they look at more as a Brandon Ayuk as a quarterback,
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? The only way they're going to pay him 60 maybe is if they think he's the Nick Bosa of quarterbacks. But if he's just the Brandon Ayuk of quarterbacks, maybe you don't have to pay him
about
that much.
What about this caveat? Mm-hmm. I feel like the wide receiver pay scale, they got it right. Justin Jefferson, in my estimation, the highest paid and he's the best. But if Jordan Love comes out of nowhere and he's the highest paid, then Steiny, I think Brock Purdy's got action. Or I would say, hey, with another good year, I would take Brock over Love. But when you do the Ayuk comparison to Justin Jefferson, that's where it falls on deaf ears. You're not that type of receiver, son. Even though I got you as a top 10 receiver, you're not Justin Jefferson. But if Brock Purdy's Justin Jefferson is Jordan Love, yes, you are. You know what I mean?
I'm just looking at the 49ers if you're telling me Brandon Ayuk, they've determined, is not a $30 million receiver. Their numbers say he's a $25 million receiver. Well, they're not paying him $30 million as of right now. Maybe in their estimation, at the end of the year, they'll say, you know what, Brock Purdy, he's a $45 million quarterback.
Mm.
And maybe Purdy
says that's okay?
Yes, because Purdy doesn't, Tua's contract, it did not make him the highest paid quarterback, correct? It made him like the eighth highest, something like that.
Yeah, guaranteed money, but he's making third Lawrence and Burrow.
So he's third in average annual now, and he's eighth in guaranteed money. Maybe the 49ers will say to Brock, you know, we'll give you four. We'll put you fourth on the average money, and we'll give you, 180 guaranteed. I don't know.
Well, real quick here to that, and I'm going to read Carter's text, Donnie, but to that point, I think Tua kind of told on himself these last couple of years with this play, and he was like, "I'm cool with that," because he really didn't have the leverage to say, "I want to be top dog." But Brock is going to come in, assuming another good year. Took you to the NFC Championship game, you couldn't block for me, and I took you to the Super Bowl, and then again, let's just say a deep run here. It's like, how do you kind of subtract from that? Unless you have that tough love conversation and you tell me that Kyle's going to tell him and his representatives, you know, you're only balled out because of what's around you.
Yeah, I mean, we could avoid the whole he benefits from what's around him. Because
you don't think Burrow does with Chase and the rest of the gang that he has?
I mean, the one thing, and I don't know, 49er fans, if you agree with me on this, but, I mean, Purdy... The 49ers are going to pay Purdy what they think he deserves by the way they're feeling at the end of this season.
Facts.
So I could see him, depending on what happens this year, maybe at the end of the year the 49ers say, you know what, this guy's a $40 million quarterback. Or maybe at the end of the year say, you know what, this guy's, he's a $70 million quarterback. Let's get it done. But... I do kind of feel like all the talk right now is irrelevant because I think this year will dictate virtually everything with what they're going to pay Brock Purdy, even though he has had a great start.
Yeah.
He's had a great start.
Nobody can take
Elliot
that
Elliot Ramos
from.
Has had a great start. Mm. Tapered off a little bit here.
Yeah, so did what's our other guy, Casey Schmidt. Let me read this quick from Carter Steiny. Yeah. But he was batting 400 at one time. He was Joe Shasky's favorite player.
In seventh grade, Mighty Mites, he hit 400.
I never played Mighty Mites. Carter's been in camp the last 2 days.
Oh.
Purdy, since we're on the topic, looked incredible yesterday at camp, making every throw. Today, he was great on all out routes and slants. But Steiny, this is where I read this. But he took three shots deep, overthrew all three.
Much like Jimmy. Sounds to me like he's a $25 million quarterback.
Thanks,
just
Carter.
Like Jimmy.
Oh, boy.
Let's go to Freddie in Livermore. Hey, Freddie, how you doing, my man?
Oh, I'm fine. How you guys doing?
Freddie.
We're doing well.
Guru.
Yes, sir.
All right, love the show, man.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, I want to ask you guys, right, it's a big if, Guru. You know, if was a fifth.
Yeah.
All right. Me, myself, I'm not a Niner fan. I'm a football fan. And I think if the defensive backs last year would have caught all those interceptions that Brock Purdy threw to them, I'm talking about in the chest, it would have been a different season.
That hit me. That means something to me. But I got to tell you, Freddie would have, could have, but he said it. If was a fifth. But hey, the Green Bay game, if Savage catches that ball, and let's just say they lose and Purdy, he couldn't throw it in the rain. What are we talking about now,
there
Steiny?
You go.
Kyle hadn't forgot that type of stuff? Yeah, we won. You got get back. But you and Freddie could be on to something. That Kyle still, as a coach, you look at everything. Because that could have been a disaster.
Of course you look at everything if you're a coach, right?
Even the woulda, coulda's, though, I guess. Even though Savage dropped that, I don't think if we brought that play up to Kyle, he'd be like, Guru, I thought that could have been a pick. Like, he doesn't forget it.
Again, I think it's... I mean,
wow,
the numbers
Freddie.
Are the numbers. The, the play is the play. But that is going to – what he's done is going to be so much less important than what he does this year.
Damn.
You know, if he – I mean, yes, hypothetically, if he throws the exact same passes, maybe this upcoming year there's more interceptions. Well, that's not going to be good for him.
So you're Janet Jackson. What have you done for me lately? That's how the Niners are looking at Brock.
Yes. They have to. He's only quarterbacked 25 regular season games. That's why I guarantee you they are ecstatic that they don't have to make the decision right now. They get another. They get to make that decision, ideally, after 42 regular season games and, what, 6 or 7 playoff games.
So what's the difference between Ayuk and Purdy then?
There might not be one. I don't know.
But Ayuk's playing that card like, I ain't going out there to risk the biscuit.
Well, Purdy doesn't have that option.
Yeah.
So, like, he doesn't even have that option. Yeah. Bob's in San Francisco. Hey, Bob.
Hey, I love the show, guys.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
This topic kind of got me. You know, there's like three things I want to say.
All
number
right.
one is, other than Trent and McCaffrey, all these players are homegrown. They all came from our system. They all were drafted. So, you know, pay the guys. You know, don't let them go to other teams just because they become superstars. The other thing is Purdy. What does Purdy have to prove? I mean, he is the man. I don't think he's the kind of guy that's going to actually warrant the highest paid salary in the league. I mean, that's just my feeling. I have no way to, you know, say he won't. But I just feel like that's the kind of guy he is. When you look at, okay, I don't want to compare him, but when you look at Montana, he was never the highest paid quarterback.
Mm.
Brady, he was never the highest paid quarterback. And why? Because they made a deal with the team. It's a team sport. So they take less, they get more guys around them, they keep more of the homegrown guys, and they go out and win ball games. And that's the method. That's the way to do it. So a lot of these superstar quarterbacks that are getting all these high things, they don't even sniff the playoffs. You said it yourself, Guru. And the reason for that is because they want to get paid, and they're not thinking about the team necessarily. And you can't blame them for that because it's, you know, business. But the fact is that if you take a little less, you got a better chance of winning. That's how I see it.
No, good stuff, Bob.
Yeah.
Now, Bob said something interesting where he said, you know, what more does Purdy have to prove? I mean, I would answer a lot.
Yeah.
But I'd answer a lot.
I can get a lot of people feel like
he's got to prove
seen enough.
Okay,
but we know.
Right. And if they had to make a decision right now, they'd have to make a decision.
And he'd get that money.
But what I don't know. How much would he get?
Like if as much as Tua just got, I believe it would have to be more than that.
Than Tua.
The going rate is he's done more than Tua. That's all. He's done more than Tua. Now, if you want to tell me, hey, break out your calculator, we're going to tell you why we feel like he's done more. It looks like a goo, but it's because he has McCaffrey. But look at what Tua's working with, and he flames out.
Yeah, I mean, I
can't wait, man. But the pressure's on Brock Purdy. Even though he's got those two great stellar seasons, the pressure is on for him to get paid.
I think it's very possible that Purdy has a nice year. 49ers have a nice year. And Bob's right. Like, he knows he's not a $65 million a year quarterback. And so he's like, well, what two again? What's Kirk Cousins getting 40?
Wow.
You know what? 45's fair. 45's fair.
So dude on the dude, that's his name, on the chat says, so Purdy will leave 25 to 30 mil off the table according to the caller.
If the 49ers offer Purdy $45 million and he takes it, that doesn't mean he's leaving 25 on the table.
Let's just say a couple guys get paid by the time he's up next year, why wouldn't you just start at the top?
Because you don't think he's as good as those guys. It's plain and simple. And maybe by the end of the year, it'll be obvious that he's not as good as those guys. Or maybe at the end of the year, it'll be obvious he is as good as those guys. But bottom line is,
he's going to get a raise. Yeah.
You would think. Z's in the city. What's up, Z? How you doing?
I'm doing well. I just want to follow up on the prior caller talking about the what ifs with the interception.
Sure.
You can do that with the entire NFL. Joe Montana threw a near interception in the 81 NFC title. 07, when the Giants beat the Patriots, Asante Samuel dropped an interception. Brady with the tuck rule. It happens all the time. Aside from the Darnell Savage, like Brock Purdy's turnover-worthy play rate went down as the season went on.
Yep.
I don't think the narrative had a bunch of dropped interceptions all year is kind of not fair to him.
Okay.
Mm.
Let me just throw this at you, Z. Because I do think it's not luck, but circumstances. What if, I don't know, you know, three balls go off receiver's hands and they get returned and he just happens to throw more interceptions even though Kyle Shanahan's assessment is like, boy, he pretty much quarterbacked like he did last year. I just didn't have as much luck. And, boy, some great plays defensively and a couple balls went through our receiver's hands. You know, I mean, then how do you weigh the numbers with the actual play?
That's a great question. I think that if that happens, the discourse on Twitter can be pretty wild. But I would say that I would trust the people making those decisions, judging his play, are going to make the right decision. And even when that does happen, I think we have a good enough team to overcome. And I think he's shown he can bounce back from his mistakes as
For
well.
For sure. Yeah, good stuff, Z. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I love it. I love it. Play, you know what? Would behoove Brock Purdy is to play this year like a $65 million quarterback.
Right?
Can he do that? And what does it look like? We're gonna know over the course of 17 games. We're gonna know, boy, we're gonna know 70% more about Brock Purdy at the end of this year than we know now.
Yeah, and he's already played in the Super Bowl and two chip games, you know, in championship games.
Right.
But anybody that, and this is not fair to Brock, but I got to say it, Donnie, anybody that watched that playoff game, Jordan Love was the best quarterback in that game. He was also the losing quarterback of that game, but it kind of just goes to, I'm not offended, but my mouth is open as to, damn, Jordan Love, you're really about to get broken off? But then where was I at when Trevor Lawrence got $200 million guaranteed? Or your boy Kirk got $100 million guaranteed? So, I mean, this wouldn't be the first one like, this is blows my mind. It just kind of comes with the territory of being a quarterback, even when Dak got his.
Let me throw this out at you.
There are a bunch of guys that haven't done a lot. What's my boy in Arizona? You just said Kyler Murray. We're waiting. He's got some weapons now, but damn.
I mean, what if, and all this is hypothetical, but what if McCaffrey misses six games this year, and then he comes back and, Trent Williams misses four, and
it could happen.
And Ayuk's banged up, and we go 9-8, and we miss the playoffs. But everybody knows we had a ton of injuries, but not at the quarterback position. What do you pay Purdy?
Yeah, who the hell knows
at that point?
But
right?
It would have an impact.
What?
It would have an impact on his chicken if that was
exactly.
a scenario.
So there are things outside of his control.
And you know what?
That are going to impact this.
I got to be careful here, but we can't. This is the rat on the table. It's a bear on the table, Stoney, brought to you by Echo. When Trent and Brock were, Debo were out, he looked regular.
But you want to give him 60. You say he's going to get 60.
But is that? But to the staff and the people that matter in the know, does Kyle look at that as simply, you didn't have your left tackle, we didn't have Debo to stress out formation-wise pre-snap, so there was nothing there. But he looked regular.
Okay.
Interception against Minnesota to end the game. Cleveland, like that, wow.
This isn't hard. This is what I'm saying. This is why I'm not pinning myself into a corner. 669. All right, Steiny, what if Brock balls out and carries the team on his back?
Cha-ching!
Then he's going to make $65 million. Dollars.
Yep. Cash me out one time.
That's what I mean. I mean, to me, it's all about this year for Purdy. Doesn't wipe out everything that's happened in the past, but if he has a great year, he probably is going to get a pretty astronomical number.
Mm.
If he's pretty good, he'll get a little less. If he's okay, he'll get even fewer amount of money.
Now, Lori said, he put him in position to win in Cleveland, the kicker missed. But prior to, Lori, he threw a pick. And the Minnesota game, he threw a pick, too, at the end.
Gristlizer on the YouTube chat. Steiny would be like the person on Contestants Row on The Price is Right who thinks everyone's overbid, so he'd bid $1.
Dallas is
great,
five.
Great, great timing by the K-Man.
Now, K, that was your best work. That is great. I don't have an easy job. Like,
what are you talking about?
When my book comes out, work. Your work, dude, you're a smart man.
I know.
But you do a lot of stuff that I'm the average couldn't survive. I've grown from working with you.
Survive.
I've grown from working with you.
Yeah, because it's so crazy for me to come up with the hottest of hot takes that boy, if Purdy has a great year, he'll probably get 60.
Not that.
But if he doesn't have a great year, he'll probably get less.
No, not
woo!
The
what a hot take artist I am.
Your uncanny ability to make others say something, and then you paint it into something else. That's a skill you have.
How about to ask me?
It's a compliment.
Ask me what I think Purdy is worth right now.
What do you think Brock Purdy is worth right now, Stoney?
It doesn't matter. doesn't matter what he's worth right now. We're not selling the house.
And I believe that.
Okay. So that, if
but
it doesn't matter.
He's about.
He'll get a raise because he's making $1 million. First of all, you got to stay healthy. They moved off. Okay, here's another thing we know about Purdy. He took over the starting quarterback job. He quarterbacked 7 games. He got hurt.
Oh, wrecked his elbow.
He came back the next year. He had a great year. He played all year. What if he gets hurt next year, maybe Kyle goes, geez, he's just like Garoppolo in terms of the injuries. Then what? Uh-huh. I'm just saying a lot can happen, good and bad.
It's a Rubik's Cube of possibilities, man. How about that? You like that?
There's about two things that can happen. He's either going to get 60 or he's not.
Somebody else could get hurt. I'm worried about the Niners.
Your uncanny ability to put a negative light on something good is great. Hey, Lori.
I love that. That's my girl. We just, I'm toasting her through the YouTube chat. If that wasn't, I will not forget those words. It's a compliment, man.
No, it's not.
Oh, no.
Okay, like, it's great.
You're being defensive.
It's great. You want to pay Purdy $60 million right now, and that's a valid opinion.
Oh.
But I don't have to make that decision.
None of us do.
That's
I'm just saying right now, he's got a lot going for him, and you agree with that.
Of course. Right. Hell yeah, he's got a lot going for him.
And barring any
don't mess
injuries.
It up.
There you go.
Don't mess it up, Purdy. All right. Oh, jeez.
I did not get jumped yesterday by Cowboys fans.
It's 120.
It was too short a segment.
All right, let's see. Yeah, we got a short segment on the other side. What's coming up next on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Are you going to have a little salad? Some beans? A touch of pasta? Some chicken. Give me the meat. Give me the meat.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It's a too short segment. I mean, we got 10 minutes, and then
short
we get
dog.
Willard and Dibs in here for the crossover. Oh, what's bugging you coming up today? Sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. Yes, sir.
It was Draymond,
you know what?
But we let
out. Remember
when
I said,
out.
Yeah, you know what? I know what's bugging me.
Don't. You got to tease it.
No, I know.
All right. But you're in a good mood. It's the Friday before your vacation. When you leave?
Tomorrow.
SFO or Oakland?
SFO.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked a lot about Brock Purdy. Ran that into the ground.
I like where he's at.
Boy, that's
I'm happy with Brock Purdy.
It's a gutsy statement.
Hey, you're doing that a little too much.
By the way, just to get into it. Well, not get into it. So just real quick, since the All-Star break, the San Francisco Giants have gone 2-5.
Wow, man.
They're now 5.5 out of the final playoff spot. And they're in 12th place in the National League. It was just 2 days ago, Goo, you said, we're riding this till the wheels fall off. Have you changed your mind?
It's a wrap. It's
I've had enough.
But my prediction still stays in the cap in regard to they can win a series.
Okay.
That would be they shocked the world. But yesterday was... I mean, you come back, that emotional game, and you tie it. And
yeah, you thought they were going to win when they were up 2-1, right?
Oh,
in the fourth inning.
No.
Yeah.
Come on, listen. Yeah. Let me ask. Let me finish. They are 11-54 with runners in scoring position.
That's not going to get
the All-Star break.
Oh, no.
But they're going to win a series.
They just can't hit.
Yeah.
You can – Robbie Ray looked good. I hadn't talked to you since his outing.
So what?
That's what
– So what?
Is – Dude, this is bad.
The best thing about Robbie Ray's performance is you might be able to get
this
something
is bad.
For him.
I don't know where you go. You know, and the real season form, real quick, mm-hmm. is I honestly believe Farhan has all the job security. I do wonder if a season. I know Willard and other people believe it'll cost him. That has really become the season for me. But I will say this about Farhan. He doesn't field. They dropped another ball yesterday. It didn't cost him. Or the night before, a ball fell in. Mm. But, Stoney, this is bad, man.
Let me tell you what the worst part is. And I can't wait till Willard gets in here because I love talking.
You gonna stick it to him?
No. No, I got some questions I got for him about some stuff. And the thing that has stuck out to me the last two or three days is their four highest paid players. Okay, the four highest paid players on the team.
All right.
They all have player options for the end of the season.
Wow.
And I was just thinking about, okay, so who are they? Snell.
Yep.
He's been here 4 months.
So that was desperation. You needed to put that in there.
Chapman.
Now, whoa.
He's been here 4 months. Robbie Ray. He's been here 7 months. And Conforto. Oh, he's been here about a year, year and a half.
How did he get that?
So you have four guys that aren't tenured at all. And they get to make the decision about whether they're coming back or not.
Yeah. It's like you had, but that's what you had to do to get them to come here.
Exactly. So what are we doing?
It's, man.
What are we doing?
It was more than a Pessoa problem in the clubhouse.
Hey, you want Blake Snell to opt in or out?
Out.
Okay, what about Ray? Robbie Ray?
Out.
What about Conforto?
Out.
What about Chapman?
Out.
Okay, so you hope they all opt out, so why wouldn't you try to trade them right now?
Yeah, because it's about operation prospects.
Exactly.
But then what does that mean moving forward for this immediate next year?
They've gone to the postseason once in the last 10 years, and you're worried about, well, what about the next two?
I can't believe just mouthed that.
Get it right.
Are you sure it's 2 years? Yeah, 2016 was the last time.
When they don't make it this year, it'll be one postseason appearance in the last 10 years.
Oh, my good Lord.
I'm sorry. It'll be two, but no series victories.
Oh, my goodness.
Nope. They haven't won a playoff series in 9 years.
Man.
It could become 10 this year.
All right. Hey.
But you're
almost
worried.
Call your mouth.
But.
All right. Here we go. I got some for you.
But what about the next 2 years?
Are you moving Webb?
No. I'm not moving Webb. And the reason I'm not moving Webb is because he is at least some semblance of being a Giant for more than 3 years.
But what if he fetched you the most attractive prospect, the top prospects? Like, I'm wondering why you want to hang on to him.
Sure, why not?
Because it sounds like you're doing it just for show. You know,
doing what for show?
Keeping Webb. You were just like, he's our longest tenure Giant, but man.
We can't talk for 5 years about how there are no homegrown guys. Nobody knows who these players are. Nobody has an attachment to them. Nobody feels any loyalty to them. And then say, well, let's move Logan Webb, the one guy. It doesn't mean I wouldn't move him.
Because it sounds like you're not going to win a lot of games. So forget F, just to me, if I'm a fan, F having
fine,
somebody
go,
as a
symbolic
or something, I'm trying to start over.
I don't give a rat's ass. Yeah.
And
move
Webb. Might want to get moved.
Who cares? Like, seriously.
I'm serious.
Like,
Webb
the reason I wouldn't move Webb is because, like, he's more
stuff.
Of our guy than these other four guys who came in.
If he can fetch you some top prospects, Donnie.
Came in with ski masks this offseason.
I don't even think they had to. They were begged to come here.
Option. I said this to Spadoni yesterday.
Tell me.
And I don't care.
Uh-oh.
I'm watching Robbie Ray. Oh, clenching his fist.
Yeah. I was in first game. He's in it.
I can help get the Giants back into this race. Yeah, that's what he's thinking. Robbie Ray doesn't even know what uniform he put on the other night. Come on, guys.
Yeah, but, Stoney, are we a five-game? Because they play two tomorrow, four against Colorado. Are we a five-game winning streak or seven in a row?
Okay.
You're going to lie.
Right.
But, Stoney, it will change.
I don't think it would. Goo. They could win five in a row, and they'll still be four out of the, like, I'm just looking at the schedule. Yeah. Who do, Pirates play somebody, like, the Pirates play somebody like them. Was it Arizona? Yeah. Pirates play Arizona.
Yeah.
Okay. They got a three-game series. Guess what?
One of them is going
to. Giants are probably going to lose ground to one of them this weekend.
But they need to quit scoreboard watching and put some wins together. You lost two or three to the Rockies before.
But, hey, but they're, can you just admit something?
I always do.
Just admit it. The other day when you said, oh, Steiny, I believe they're going to win a playoff series. What are you thinking when you say something like that?
At that juncture. Like,
what are you even thinking?
That the egg of greatness was going to hatch. That mediocrity was at its stop sign. That it was over.
How many great players do they have?
How many
great players do they have on this team?
I'll give Snell. I'm going to give Snell. He's a great pitcher when healthy.
Yeah, Snell. Six stinks. 6.2 ERA.
And you know what?
Oh, but he's had three good starts. That's right.
I'm not mad at this player, but ask me what's scaring me.
I don't.
Ramos. And it's not your fault. You turned a great first half into an all-star, Steiny.
Let me guess.
Baseball will humble you.
Oh, thank you.
But I appreciate that. I like him.
He hit homers in four straight games. They went 1-3.
I like the way he swing. I like his approach.
Oh, I love his approach.
Let me tell you who I really like.
They should pay him $60
million. Hey. You ever watch the A's? That Lawrence Butler.
Here we go.
Looks like a young Dwayne Murphy.
But Ramos doesn't.
No, Ramos looks good.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what, Butler's put together, what, four good games?
It ain't about the games.
Oh, it's an eye test?
No, it's about the swing. Ramos got a nice swing, too, but Butler just looked lanky and just, yada-da!
I don't know. Let me guess. Butler hit a homer last night and stole a base.
Nell stole the base last couple nights. Boy, I can't wait for the Bay Bridge series. That will be the death of the 2024 Giants. The A's play
Trust me when I say.
They got more power than the Giants. I'll just watch.
Trust me when I say, I don't really mean this, but I'm doing it for effect. Shut up about the Bay Bridge series.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's how you promote
combined
that.
Record, 62 and 109. Oh, this is going to capture the imagination of a baseball country. All right. 8-8. Well, no. Forget the number because we got Willie and Dibbs in here next on 95.
Your last minutes before vacay.
Yeah, well.
You don't want me to tell them?
I don't care.
All right.
Let me tell you what this is all sponsored by. Mm-hmm. Safeway.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.